Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Seriously though, I'm not confident in my Irish accent at all.
Oh, that's fine. No one can actually tell if they're bad, so it doesn't matter.
Actually, Camilla, can I just have a quick word? It's just that some of the accents are actually quite bad, like yours.
Okay. Would you say that to Gerard Butler? Huh? Would you say that to Tom Cruise in Far and Away?
Probably.
It doesn't matter, Nicola. Nobody watches PS I Love You and thinks, wow, I wish the accents were better.
I did.
Okay, guys, time to make theatrical history. McVelda's already hit record, so let's kick this pig.
Whistle Through the Shamrocks, a new play by Nicola Coughlan and Camilla Whitehill.
With Jamie Beamish,
Kat Cohen,
Nicola Coughlan,
Ed Gamble,
Louisa Harland,
Paul Mallon,
Ben Miller,
Brennick O'Connor,
Kyle Smith-Bino,
Jonathan Van Ness,
Amalia Vitale,
Camilla Whitehill,
Susan Wacoma,
and Andrew Scott. Hopefully, has he texted back yet?
No.
Okay.
He will though, obviously he wouldn't want to miss out on this.
Okay, but did you send him the boomph?
Oh my God, I love boomph.
Yeah, the cards that explode with confetti when they're opened. I told you send him a
Yeah,
boomph.
Right, I'll try boomph next.
Okay, cool.
It's evening at the O'Flannery farmhouse, and the family have gathered with the furious Dumblingtons to discuss the disappearance of the sweet, attractive and English Eloisa Louisa.
And we were meant to meet at Brick Murphy's donkey and cart behind a big hill, but she never showed up.
Well, it's obvious what's happened here.
Well, why don't you tell us if it's that obvious?
She's gone back to London. She realised she's way too good for that poor person. And not only that, an Irish poor person, and pissed off back home.
Now you listen here, you big lump of shite. My son says he heard it on good authority that you threatened to murder Eloisa Louisa yourself. Sure, we should be checking your house for the murder weapon.
If you think I'd let a filthy Irish person into my house, you're even drunker than I'd assumed you always are.
Okay, lol. This is getting a little crazy. Has anyone, just tried her cell?
I didn't have to murder her because she's done the right thing and gone out of this shithole. I mean, come on. Eloisa Louisa is an heiress. You know, your son's a disgusting Irish urchin. Mark my words, we'll get back to London to find her shacked up with an abusive, rich Englishman, as she should be.
Perhaps we should look for her a little.
Oh, and another thing. This whole wedding scheme has really pissed me off, so guess what? I've moved up your eviction date to this Sunday. You've got 3 days, inbreds.
Oh, may the saints protect us. You can't do that. Not on the Lord's Day.
Yes, I can. I'm the fucking Lord. I'm Lord Dumblington. Booyah!
Nick, I hadn't actually properly read this. Am I supposed to rap?
Yes, that's why it's in the script.
Okay, yeah. Why?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of a show called Hamilton, but it was very popular.
Yeah. Okay, look, I don't want to be a dick, okay? So, it's fine. Fucking cool, my agent's going to get after this.
Okay, can you just run it back a little bit?
Yeah, let's run it back a bit. Yeah, let's just go back into it. Yeah.
I'm Lord fucking Dumblington and I am a prick. I take from the poor and give to the rich. I've got 5 cars and a secret family. My alcoholism makes me extra manly. I'm clearly a Tory because I hate the poor. My bank accounts live strictly offshore. I hate it when women have thoughts or opinions. I see everyone round me as merely my minions. I'm gathering and gathering and gathering my millions. And during the war, I killed loads of civilians. Don't ask me to fuck you because I can't get hard. But I'll fuck up your life when you're off your guard. I'm the most racist man you'll ever meet. I spend loads of money on pics of girls' feet. Ruining your lives has been a real treat, and I'll see you all in hell. Suck my English meat.
Cromwell dabs aggressively and leaves with his wife, leaving a baffled and distraught O'Flannery family behind.
Sweet Jesus,
What's to become of us? We'll be out in the street in 3 days.
I can't believe she's left me. Eloisa Louise has left me.
Son, cop yourself on. Don't listen to that gobshite. There isn't a chance Eloisa Louise ran away. She was only mad about you, so she was. That prick has killed her, and I'll prove it.
No, he's right. She was way too good for me. Sure, why would she marry a poor, smelly cranker like me?
Ah, Paddy, Johnny, tell me, Paddy, don't say that.
I loved her. I loved her, and she's left me. I'll never get over it.
Mammy, will we be street children now?
Sure, I can easily build us a 5-bedroom house with plumbing and heating in a couple of hours, but we've no money or land.
Honey, do you know how much money you can make from SpawnCon on the gram?
What's the YangCon about now?
Nothing, Daddy. She's only missing. Who in the name of God would that be now at this hour? Dermot, answer it, will you?
Dermot opens the door to reveal IRA Jimmy. He's wearing a tan leather coat, a suspicious moustache, and murderous hair. He takes a toothpick out of his mouth as he enters and surveys the surroundings.
Is this the O'Flannerin house?
It is indeed.
The name's Jimmy. Jimmy Muldoon. I've come here on special business from the Falls Road. I was in the IRA with your son. I'm here for the wedding.
Thank God, I thought for a minute you were someone dangerous.
A raw man, did he say?
Yes, Granny.
Thanks be to God, a proper man in our presence at last.
I'm terrible sorry, Jimmy. The wedding's after being called off, on account of the poor bride going missing.
Going missing, eh? That's one of my specialities.
She's the daughter of our bastard English landlord, and we've some proof he's only gone and murdered her. If only we could find the body.
Finding a body, eh? That's another one of my specialities. Why don't I see what I can do?
Jesus, you're some man, Jimmy. That'd be just the job. Paddy, Johnny, Tommy, Paddy's got himself fierce upset over it. He's up in his room now, blasting the Avril Lavigne on the wireless.
Come here to me now, young man, and let me tell you a sorry tale. That bollocks Cromwell has intended to throw us out of our own home and take our chipping ways away from us. He'll probably find the snake St. Patrick got rid of and bring them back into the country while he's at it.
A right British bastard he sounds like.
That he is, Jimmy, right enough. But Jesus, look at us now. We have no manners. A rare man in our home and not offering him as much as a cup of beef soup. You must be killed with the hunger, Jimmy.
To tell you the truth, I'm so hungry I'd eat the bare arse of a nun through the gates of a convent.
Sure, that's music to my ears. And isn't hunger the best sauce? I've a beef wellington and a suckling pig in the oven already. And I've made you both a classic old-fashioned. It's only something small now.
Well, you're some woman for one woman, Mrs. O'Flannerin. Fair play to you. Slaunch ya.
Slaunch ya, Jimmy.
The English are a blight on this fair land, and no mistake. It seems to me that Cromwell fella needs putting in his place, if you follow my meaning.
You're right there, Jimmy. And you'd be just the man for the job.
Well, getting rid of nasty bastards is another one of my specialities.
Scene 2. Mammy steps outside with her chainsaw, ready to cut down some trees for firewood, to find Simpy sitting on the ground, crying, covered in blood.
Simpy, ah God, whatever's the matter with you now? Sure, you're even more covered in blood than usual. Ah no, Simpy, are you not able to communicate language today? I remember this happened that time you kicked that small dog, accidentally murdering it with your enormous feet. By God, you didn't speak for nearly a month that time. Look, Simpy, as you know, I got my doctorate in psychotherapy from the Open University last year, so I'm happy to do a bit of CBT with you before I go and fell me trees. Now, where have you put your emotional support rats?
Sniffling, Simpy takes 2 taxidermied rats out of his pockets. One has a smiley face and the other has a frown. Mammy perches on a log, pops some glasses on and whips out a notebook and pen.
All right, Simpy. So tell me,
how are you feeling today?
Simpy holds up the sad rat. Scene 3. Cromwell and Camilla Parker Dumblington are in Dumblington Manor, packing to leave.
Fuck! I can't find my Union Jack nunchucks. Camilla! Have you put them somewhere?
Cromwell, I was wondering,
do you have my Union Jack nunchucks?
No.
Well, then where the fuck are they?
Cromwell, please. I'm worried about Eloisa Louisa. Are you sure we should be leaving Ireland without her?
What could possibly have happened to her here, Camilla? Do you think she tripped over a leprechaun and got stuck inside his pot of gold? Do you think she's somewhere choking on a potato? Do you think she's bloody locked in a Catholic church with some potatoes.
I don't want to be rude or presumptuous, but you did say you were going to murder her.
If she married the bumpkin. If! Jesus, I'm not a monster.
It's just, I telephoned our housekeeper, Beelzebuth, earlier, and she said Eloisa hasn't turned up at home, so...
Fine. I'll check around for her. Happy?
Not since childhood.
Scene 4. Daddy and IRA Jimmy have convened at the local pub, Filthy Old Maggots, to discuss disappearing Cromwell. They're tucked away in the corner, voices hushed against the buzz of the pub around them.
So, how'd you think you'd go about it then? Murdering that bastard Cromwell?
Ah, well, that'd be telling.
Well, could you tell me?
Ah, well, you know, we have our ways in the Ra.
Sure, but what have you got in mind? A classic gypsy shuffle, a two-handed rattlesnake. Of course, you could pull a Jackson Pollock, but I'm not sure where you'd find a bouncy castle around these parts.
Those are all, yeah, possible.
We could manage a flip the burger, but we need a third man. And obviously, with the wind as it is, there's no way we could pull a Magpie's Revenge. Ah, Jesus, would you look at me now, making suggestions to a professional. Who do I think I am? I leave it to yourself.
Yeah, no, I mean, lots of good suggestions there.
So, what's the plan?
Well, first we need to find ourselves a bog, obviously, because that's what you put the body in.
Ho-ho, sure. What else is a bog for? There's a good one over by One-Legged Johnny's farm. We'll head over there now. May the road rise up to meet us and the whiskey not impair my sense of direction too much.
Scene 5. Back at the O'Flanahan's, the girls are chipping. Mammy returns from chopping down trees, looking concerned.
Well, girls, how's the chipping?
Grandmammy!
No bother. What's the matter, Mammy? You look terrible worried.
Ah, it's nothing, Bridget. It's just Simpy. He seems awful bothered in himself.
What's wrong with him, Mammy?
Well, Tiny Nelly, I'm only a simple Irish mother, so I couldn't be sure. But I'd say Simpy's lack of a stable father figure in his upbringing has led to an insecure attachment style, specifically fearful avoidant, meaning the sudden reappearance of his father has caused all manner of emotional turmoil for him. At least, that's what I assume from what he was saying with his rats. Sure, it's nothing a bit of fresh air and cognitive behavioural therapy can't fix.
Who in God's name will this be now? This place is turning into a cattle mart on a bright Saturday morning.
It'll be more guests, Granny. I did hop on me bicycle and try to get the word of the cancelled wedding out to all 70 guests, but I must have missed a couple. Caoimhe, get the door, will you?
The door creaks open to reveal a cheerful-looking priest, holding a bunch of black pudding like flowers, and his terrifying hunched nun sidekick. It's none other than Father Serupio and Sister Abducta.
What's up, party people?
Father Serupio!
Would you look?
That's my name, my children. Oh, and this is Sister Abducta, my colleague and girlfriend. Sorry, friend in God. You know how it is.
Hello there, little children.
Ah, Father Serupio. Sure isn't it an honour to have you visit our modest home. But I've terrible bad news for you. Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy's wedding had to be cancelled due to a possible murder slash abduction.
Abduction?
Ah, Lord, that's an awful shame, so it is. But please take this bunch of black pudding anyways, will you? Sure, the kiddies love the blood sausage.
Oh, I love blood.
That's awful kind of you, Father. But can I get you anything? I was just heading out to resurface the village roads, but I've time to put together a lasagna and a few pots of stew, if you like.
Ah, now, Mrs. O'Flanahan, we couldn't be troubling you. Just the three lasagnas would be plenty, and a side of garlic bread if you had it.
Oh, Father, I beg you to go and speak sense to Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy. He's been up in his room all day listening to the Av Levine when him with cranks to be cranked.
Ah, come on now, Granny. The poor boy is heartbroken.
Where's the baby?
Sorry?
What Sister Abducta means is, we heard that God has blessed you with a new arrival recently. He got christened yesterday at Our Lady of Perpetual Doom, would I be right in saying?
Ah, you mean baby Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy. Sure, Turtle, bring the baby to meet Father Superior, will you?
Give us it.
Sorry?
Sister Abducta loves holding babies, that's it. Nothing sinister to worry about. Would you excuse us?
Father Serupio drags Sister Abducta off to the side of the room.
What in Christ's name is wrong with you? You need to chill your beans in quick.
But Father, we need that baby to send to America. We're meant to send 6 a year and so far we've only sent 1. And that was just a pillow with a baby drawn on it. Sure, they're going to figure that out soon enough.
Can you just close your sweet mouth and let me handle it, yeah? You're giving off really, really bad vibes. And if you keep this up, we'll never steal this baby.
The quicker we get that baby, the quicker we'll be on the flight to America, eating those delicious little meals in boxes, sitting close together, adjourning to the tiny toilet for some secret kisses.
Listen, you know that all I want is to be sat extremely close to you eating microwave fish. But please just try and come across a little bit less terrifying.
Two freshly brewed Irish coffees for the guests?
Ah, you're a saint. Come on, when I give you the nod, shove the baby under your habit and we'll motor. God, there's a lot of plot, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. I feel like it's hard to keep up with.
Well, conflict is drama.
Okay.
Conflict is drama, so you want a lot of conflict.
Yeah, yeah. Will people be able to follow what's happening now?
Scene five. Six. No, it is five. Simpy is sitting alone out the front of the house, talking quietly to his emotional support rats. The front door opens and Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy comes out. He's wearing all black everything and thick black eyeliner. He has pierced his eyebrow. He angrily lights a cigarette and starts smoking. Simpy avoids his eyes.
All right, Master Paddy.
Whatever. Nothing matters.
Ah, don't say that, Master Paddy. There's always a sun on the horizon, just waiting for Mr. Moon to get back into his little bed.
Aunt Bernadette bursts out of the front door, talking loudly on her mobile phone.
They should legit open a Soho farmhouse here. It's so cute and, like, rural, like, kind of gross, but if rich people came, they could make it, like, good, if that makes any sense.
She sees Paddy Johnny Tommy Paddy moodily smoking, and her jaw drops.
I've got to go. PJTP?
What?
Honey, you look so good.
I don't give a shite.
Okay, well, I do. You look so gaunt and sad and hot. Oh my god, epiphany incoming. This look you have is so current and depressing. Your face is like begging to be made into content. This is your chance, bitch. I'm gonna make you a model.
I just want to smoke. And cry.
That's what models do. Come on, let's do a shoot in the field right now. We need to get this on Insta ASAP, baby.
Scene 10. Daddy and IRA Jimmy have arrived at the bog. IRA Jimmy seems nervous, but Daddy confidently prods a large stick around in the thick black liquid.
'Tis a grand bog, thanks be to God.
Yeah. Yeah, pure class, so it is.
I'm sure you've seen many a bog in your time in the air, Jimmy.
Yeah, loads. So I'm always at a bog. I personally love hanging out in the bog, killing and murdering and hurting people and all that business.
Right, will we go and murder that rotten English bastard? Jimmy, what's wrong with you? Are you crying?
No.
What in the name of God is wrong with you? You're crying like a wee girl who's taken the last place in Irish dancing at the Fish.
I'm sorry. I'm just panicking. I've lied to you, Mr. O'Flannery. I've never killed anyone. Not one person ever in my life.
Not one. Not even in a drunken fist fight.
Never. I've never even kneecapped anyone.
But you're in the red.
No, I'm useless. I'm not even allowed to make petrol bombs. All I'm allowed to do is knit the balaclavas. Oh, they all think I'm a pussy. They call me Big Fat Pussy, or the BFP for short. I thought, well, when you told me about this Cromwell fella, I thought, this is my chance. I'll kill him, and then the lads at work won't call me the BFP anymore. They'll finally take down that drawing of me getting written by King Billy.
Now, for Christ's sake, Jimmy, and you with that murderer's hair.
Oh, no. It's all a lie. The hair, the moustache, the jacket. But I swear to God, I really, really do want to help you kill Cromwell.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Cromwell appears on the back of a horse, wearing a highwayman's cloak. The horse rears up and neighs loudly.
What's all this, then? Who's this greasy prick?
I'm Jimmy.
Never mind that, Dumblington. What are you doing here? Let me guess. Dumping the body of that poor daughter of yours?
Yeah, because I'd definitely strap a body to a horse and just trot it around like an idiot.
So what, then?
I'm actually looking for my daughter, who I have not murdered. Not that it's any of your business. Have you seen her?
I know you've killed her, Cromwell, and I'll prove it. Mark my words.
I'm so scared. Oh, wait. No, I'm not, because you're nothing to me and I'm untouchable. What the fuck is that?
Sounds like the wind whistling through the shamrocks.
Mother of Christ, the Banshee has come again as I knew she would.
The Banshee appears in her full spooky glory. Daddy and IRA Jimmy yelp and cling to each other. Cromwell clings to his horse.
What in the sainted name of fuck is this?
Paddy, Johnny, Tommy, Paddy O'Flannery, did I not tell you that death would befall your house?
Oh, Christ, you did, Banshee, that you did.
And before me on this noble steed are you, Cromwell Dumblington.
What the shit are you? Some kind of bog-based drag queen?
No, I'm a Banshee, you English twat. Don't be rude. Paddy, Johnny, Tommy, Paddy, that log you see in the middle of the bog? Below that you will find the body of the soul I have claimed and taken with me to the afterlife.
Oh, Christ and all the angels and saints protect us. Jimmy, help me reach across.
IRA Jimmy holds onto Daddy's waist as he reaches across into the bog and submerges his arms into the deep. A baffled Cromwell and his equally baffled horse watch as Daddy heaves, then pulls a body out of the bog. Jimmy, Daddy and the corpse fall back onto the ground. Cromwell shines a torch on the body, revealing the bog-drenched face of Eloisa Louisa.
Eloisa Louisa? Oh, my Christ! She's dead!
Cromwell hops off his horse and rushes to the body of his daughter.
She's dead! Dead in a bog! My oldest daughter! The only pretty one!
He looks up and glares at Daddy.
My daughter should never have been killed by anyone other than me. I know what's happened here. She's tried to leave, and that scum son of yours has killed her for it!
He stands up with her body in his arms and howls at the moon.
No! Bring me the head of Paddy, Johnny, Tommy, Paddy!
He's right there!
The other one!
Suddenly, Eloisa Louisa's ghost floats out of her body and above the scene. Only the Banshee can see her, and she nods a welcome to her.
Oh, dear me. What in heavens has happened here?
Wow, that was powerful.
Right, so you've killed me off.
Yes and no.
Oh, cool. All right, I really don't care, but does this mean I don't have to come back here?
Absolutely not. Ghosts can talk, Susie.
Girls, I really need to go. I've got a full week of shooting.
Yes, okay. JVN, we get it. You're very busy. Jesus, what is it with them?
I'm still here.
Whistle Through the Shamrocks is a Hattrick podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Whistle Through the Shamrocks. All comments are screened for obscenities before Nico and Camilla read them, so don't even bother.